It is so good to have the Chinese church with us today.
今天非常好，有华人教会参加我们的聚会。
They are our brothers and sisters in Christ.
他们也是基督里的弟兄姐妹。
Who are working together with us.
与我们一起同工。
To win our communities to Christ.
使我们的社区的人能够来相信耶稣。
Somebody asked me before the service.
有人在崇拜以前问我。
Knowing we're having a combined service.
知道我们今天有一个联合崇拜。
They said, so are you going to speak Mandarin or English today?
他说你今天会用中文还是英文讲道呢？
And I decided to go English and let Annie do the Mandarin.
所以我决定用英文讲道，然后让裴师母来翻译。
And so it's so great to have Pastor Chen and our brothers and sisters.
还有陈牧师跟弟兄姐妹加入，我们非常的美好。
We are looking into 1 John chapter 5.
我们今天要看的是约翰一书第五章。
And we have been in a sermon series.
我已经讲了一系列有关这方面的道。
That has challenged us to be living proof.
挑战我们成为生活上的一个真实的见证人。
Of God's love for this world.
见证上帝对这个世界的爱。
And one thing that Christians must have.
有一件事情是基督徒必须要有的。
Is a confidence in their God.
就是对他们的神有确信。
I would suggest that it's impossible.
我会建议说，有些事情是不可能的。
To have maturity in Christ.
在基督里能够达到成熟。
Without a confidence in Christ.
却没有在基督里的确信。
And hear what Paul's word says about confidence.
那我们现在听听保罗对确信的几个描写。
I'll be reading 1 John. Chapter 5, starting at verse 13.
So it's John.
First John.
Oh, you say Apostle Paul.
Oh, did I say Apostle Paul? Oh, I mean Apostle John.
Okay. 应该是使徒约翰哈，在约翰一书的教导。我们看第五章哈。I was wondering.
It must be the translation into Mandarin. Let's go with John. Chapter 5, verse 13.
约翰一书第五章第十三节。
And we'll read this at a verse at a time, and then it'll be translated.
好，我们一节一节的来读。
It says this, starting in verse 13.
十三节。
I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of Him.
既然知道他听我们一切祈求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
If anyone sees his brother commit a sin that does not lead to death, he should pray and God will give him life. I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I'm not saying that he should pray about that.
人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。有至于死的罪，我不说，当为这罪祈求。
All wrongdoing is sin, and there is sin that does not lead to death.
凡不义的事都是罪，也有不至于死的罪。
We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who has been born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him.
我们知道凡从神生的必不继续犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。
We know that we are children of God and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那二者手下。
We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God.And eternal life.
我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永生。
Dear children, keep yourselves from idols.
小子们啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。
So what is it that keeps you and I from having confidence in God?
是什么防止我们对神有确信呢？
We live in a world that is very subjective in what they believe.
我们活在一个世界，对于他们所信仰的是非常主观的。
There seems to be no absolutes in our society.
好像在我们的社会当中已经没有所谓绝对的事情。
And they have just ethics that seem to roll based on the situation.
所谓的伦理就是根据情境而来。
And so for you and I,To claim that God is truth,
所以你跟我宣告上帝是真实的
does not match with our culture, which wouldn't believe that.
对于我们的这个文化不相信这点人来说，非常的不相配。
And so, do we find that our confidence in God is eroded?
那我们想想看，自己对神的确信是不是慢慢的消失了呢？
Do we believe it when the Apostle John says?
但我们相信使徒约翰所说的话
that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣就是道路、真理跟生命的时候
And no one comes to the Father except through him.
没有人可以不靠着他到父那里去，你相信吗？
There is no spiritual maturity unless there is spiritual confidence.
所以如果没有属灵的确信，就不能达到属灵的成熟。
There are some things that you can take to the bank that you can be sure of.
有些事情是你可以确定的。
And let me throw some out to you.
让我给大家一些例子。
Some scriptures that I've gathered.
我收集了一些经文。
That would suggest when everything else says something else.
这些经文告诉我们，其他的事情都可能的时候。
That God's word is true.
神的话却是真实的。
In Psalm 23.Verses 4 and 5.
在诗篇二十三篇第四、第五节。
In the Lord's Prayer.
在主导文里面。
It says.
他说。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
I will fear no evil.
我却不怕遭害。
For you're with me.
因为你与我同在。
And even though is what grabs my attention.
他这里讲到虽然捕捉了我的注意力。
Because there will be dark valleys that we go through.
因为我们确实会经过黑暗的幽谷。
And there will be challenges to our faith.
对我们的信仰也有许多的挑战。
But a confidence in God creates the words even though.
所以，但是对神的确信却让我们晓得，虽然是这样。
Psalm 27 verse 3.
在诗篇二十七篇第三节。
Says these words.
这么说。
Even though an army sets up.Camp against me.
只有军兵安营攻击我。
My heart will not be afraid.
我的心也不害怕。
Could you say that in your faith?
你在你的信仰当中，你能这么说吗？
How about Habakkuk 3:17?
再看看哈巴谷书第三章十七节。
That says something you're not going to want to hear.
他会说一些你不想听到的话。
When it says, though the fig tree does not bud.
他说虽然无花果树不发旺。
And there are no grapes on the vine.
葡萄树上也不结果子。
Though the olive crops fail.
橄榄树也不效力。
And the fields produce no food.
田地不出粮食。
Though there are no sheep in the pen.
棚内也没有羊。
And no cattle in the stall.
棚内也没有牛。
Can it get any worse?
能够比这个更糟糕吗？
It's going bad to worse.
从坏到更坏。
It lists all the things that could possibly go wrong in an agricultural society.
它列出所有在一个农业社会可能发生的事情。
And then it says these words.
但它却这么说。
Yet will I rejoice in the Lord.
然而我要因耶和华欢心。
I will be joyful in God my Savior.
因救我的神喜乐。
And what that is saying to us.
它这句话对我们说的是什么呢？
There's a confident faith in God.
就是对上帝有一个确信的信心。
No matter the circumstances that surround you.
不管你周围的环境是什么。
Jesus even said some things that would align with this.
耶稣也说了与这个非常类似的话。
When it says in John 11:25,
他在约翰福音十一章二十五节这么说。
Jesus is speaking.
耶稣说。
And he says, "The one who believes in me will live."
说信我的人虽然死了
Even though they die
也要复活
Do you hear the confidence that is offered in our faith?
你听到在我们信仰中神给我们提出的确信吗？
And here the Apostle John shouts it from his book.
但是使徒约翰却从他的书信当中这么的呼喊说。
He says these words three different times.
他想这个话讲了三次。
Starting in verse 18.
从十八节开始。
He says, "We know."
他说我们知道。
In verse 18.We know anyone born of God doesn't continue to sin.
他说我们知道凡从神生的必不继续犯罪。
He says in verse 19.
他也在十九节说。
We know that we are children of God.
我们知道我们是属神的。
And that the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
全世界都握在那恶者手下。
And in verse 20.
然后二十节。
We know also.That the Son of God has come.
我们也知道神的儿子已经来到。
And He's given us understanding.
且将智慧赐给我们。
So that we may know Him who is true.
使我们认识那位真实的。
Do you hear the confidence in these verses?
你从这几节经文中听到那个确信吗？
And so this morning I ask you and I ask myself.
所以今天早上我问我也要问你。
Well, what can I be sure of?
我能够确信知道什么？
What without a question, any question, am I sure of?
毫无疑问的，我确信什么事情？
Well, an example to me is based on what's going on in our church.
那有一个例子就是在我们教会发生的一件事。
And last week we said we opened the building fund.
上个礼拜我们说我们要开始设立建堂基金。
And you heard that good news.
你听到这个好消息。
And then I told you there was more good news.
但是我后来又告诉你说有更多的好消息。
And that is that.Every gift that is given until December 31st,
每一个奉献在十二月三十一号之前所做的奉献
can double.
可以双倍
Somebody will give a matching gift.
有一个人会给一个相对的基金
And so I am sure that this $20,
所以我非常确信这个二十块钱
can become $40,
可以变成四十块钱
for the glory of God and what He's doing.
为了神的荣耀，在他教会所做的。
I am confident of that.
所以我非常确信这件事。
Because I have a promise that was given me.
因为有的人给了我一个应许。
And the Lord had sent His Son.
但是主耶稣把他的儿子。
And He's given us His Word.
他把他的话语给我们。
And there can be confidence in God's promise.
所以我们对上帝的应许可以有确信。
No matter what is happening around us.
不管我们周围发生什么事情。
We live in a world that is not confident of God.
我们活在一个对上帝不敢确信的世界。
And ethics are subjective.
这里的伦理也是非常相对的，主观的。
And morality changes from day to day.
道德从这一天到另外一天都改变。
And there's no confidence in shifting sands.
在一个流沙当中，我们是没有办法有信心的。
But there can be a confidence in a God who never changes.
但是我们可以相信一位从不改变的神。
It says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
圣经说他昨日、今日到永远都是一样的。
And so in our faith, we can have confidence no matter what happens.
所以在我们的信仰当中，不管发生什么事情，我们都可以有确信。
And in this chapter, John tells us.
那在这一章中，使徒约翰告诉我们。
You can have confidence in a couple of things.
你可以在几件事情上可以有确信。
And one of them is this.
其中一个就是。
When you pray.
当你祷告的时候。
God hears you.
上帝会听你。
He hears you.
他听到你祷告。
He will always hear you.
他一直会听到你祷告。
Because it's a promise of God.
因为这是上帝的应许。
It says in 1 John 5:14.
他在约翰一书五章十四节这么说。
It says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God."
他说这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
就是我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。
He hears us.
他听我们。
He hears you.
他听你的祷告。
No matter what you're going through.
不管你所经历的是什么。
God's aware.
上帝都知道。
And He hears your prayers.
他听你的祷告。
Even when you feel.
即使当你自己失败了。
It doesn't get through the ceiling.
好像我的事情打不过，我的祷告打不过这个天花板。
So you can have confidence.
所以我们必须有这个确信。
that when you pray,
当你祷告的时候,
God hears you.
上帝会听你的祷告。
And the second thing that John says,
那第二件约翰说的是,
is that it is to be answered in according to his will.
是要按照他的旨意来回应你。
It says that clearly in verses 14 and
在第14节说得非常清楚。
So there's no doubt that he hears us.
没有任何怀疑说他不会听我们。
But it doesn't mean that you get whatever you're asking for.
但不是说你所求什么就得什么。
Some of us might read this and say, well, good, I got some things.
有人说,哦,这句话太好了,我有些事情要求神。
Yeah, there's several things I'd like to get from God.
至少有许多事情我要求从上帝那边得到。
And may have nothing to do according to his will.
但是这些事情跟神的旨意一点关系都没有。
But remember when Jesus was with his disciples,
但是记得当耶稣跟他门徒在一起的时候,
and they asked him, hey, teach us how to pray.
他说,主啊, 教导我们怎么祷告。
He said to them what is recorded in Matthew 6, 9 and 10, verses 9 and 10.
那耶稣教门徒祷告就记载在马太福音第六章九到十节。
He said, pray this way.
他说你要这么祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
hallowed be your name,
愿人都尊你的名为圣,
your kingdom come,
愿你的国降临,
your will be done,
你的旨意可以成就,
as it is in heaven.
在地上如同在天上一样。
Did you notice he said, your will, not our will.
你记得耶稣说是你的旨意,而不是我的旨意。
He prayed that God's will would be done.
他的祷告是神的旨意可以成就。
So he said, at least in the King James Version,
所以他在这个英皇钦定本这么说,
thy will be done.
你的旨意成就。
He didn't pray,
他没有这样祷告,
thy will be changed.
你的旨意改变吧。
He was praying for God's will, not his will.
他是为了神的旨意祷告,而不是为了自己的旨意来祷告。
And so we can have confidence when we pray,
所以当我们祷告的时候, 我们可以有这样的确信,
that God hears us,
上帝垂听我们,
and that he will answer in accordance to his good will.
他也会根据自己美好的旨意来回应我们。
Because he's in control.
因为他掌管一切。
He is God.
他是上帝。
And he's always been God.
他一直都是上帝。
And he always will be God.
他永远也都会是上帝。
He's never not in control.
他从来没有不掌控。
And so we align our lives to his will.
所以我们把自己的人生配合到他的旨意。
And it's a great place to be.
这样就是一个最好的位置。
Romans 8:37 says this.
在罗马书第8章37节这么说。
We are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
How do we get to be conquerors?
我们怎么成为一个克服者呢？
Because he is the conqueror.
因为上帝自己就是一个克服者。
He's in charge.
他掌管一切。
We can have confidence, a secure confidence in him.
我们有个确定的确信来相信上帝。
And we become something that we couldn't be apart from him.
离开了他,我们就没有办法成为他要我们所成为的。
Philippians 4:13.
在腓立比书4章13节这么说。
Says this, I can do all things through him who gives me strength.
我靠着那加给我力量的,凡事都能做。
And notice it's through him.
是因着他,借着他。
It's not I can just do whatever.
而不是说我什么都可以做。
I can have victory in this life only through him.
我只有借着他。 才能够在人生当中得胜。
And that's where our confidence comes.
所以我们的确信是来自这里。
Let me draw your attention to verse 13.
现在请大家注意一下第13节。
It says this.
他这么说,
I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人,要叫你们知道自己有永生。
So that you may know.
叫你们知道,
you don't have to question.
你不需要怀疑,
you don't have to wonder.
你不需要,
there can be a confidence in our relationship with God.
在我与神的关系当中,
I watched a film recently.
我最近看了一部电影,
and it was called The Dawn Wall.
叫做黎明攀岩,
and some of you may have seen this. In 2015,
在2015年的时候,
some rock climbers, two of them, Tommy Caldwell,
一个叫Tommy,
and Kevin Jorgensen,
一个叫Kevin,
They did something that has never been done.
他们做了一些从来没有人做过的事情。
They climbed the most difficult face of on El Capitan.
他们攀上 El Capitan 这个高的磐石的前面。
And they call it free climbing.
他们叫自由攀登。
But they're tethered on ropes.
但他们是用绳子绑到的。
And they do sections at a time.
他们一次攀岩一部分。
And so they will hook on their rope and then climb above that.Secured position.
所以他们会把绳子捆好，然后就攀，很安全的攀那一块地方。
And if they slip, they don't fall thousands of feet.
假如他们脚滑下去了，他们不会跌到两万尺之下。
They may fall 20 or 30 feet at a time.
他们一次可能会掉两万到三万尺。
But they don't fall to their death.
但他不会跌死。
And so they were climbing El Capitan.
所以他们就攀岩这个 El Capitan 这个大块大石头。
And they had the security of this secure line attached to the wall.
他们安全是因为他们有这个绳子绑紧在这个岩石上。
And because of that confidence,
也是因为有这样的一个确信。
When they came to very difficult places,
当我们来到非常困难的地方的时候，
they had the strength to go forward.
他们有力量继续往上攀。
They had the confidence to go forward.
他们有这个确信继续往下走。
Because they bet their life on the security of that rope.
因为他们的生命，他们的冒险就靠了这个绳子的安全。
And they had places on this climb.
然后在这个攀登上面的有些地方。
Where they had to completely release their grip on the wall.
他们必须完全的把手从抓住这个攀岩石上放开。
And they would leap to another place.
从那里跳到另外一个地方。
And this is thousands of feet above the ground.
那这是在地面之上几千尺。
And it was a great movie.
这个电影很不错。
And they would jump and try to grab onto the next spot that would take them to the top.
所以他们会跳跃到下一个可以抓住的地方，让他们继续往上走。
And I thought to myself.
所以我就自己想。
Two things.
两件事情。
First of all, I would never do that.
第一个，我绝不会这么做。
But the second thing.
但是第二件事情是。
Was what confidence they had in their security.
就是他们对自己那个保障是多么的有信心。
So much so that they would release everything in their leap.
这个信心是那么强大，他们愿意放手然后去跳跃。
And risk missing.
好好冒险可能会错失过。
Because they knew that they were secured.
因为他们知道他们是有确定的一个锚在那里。
And the word of God tells us there's great security in our God.
神的话也告诉我们，在基督在神的里面有确实的保障。
He's going to strengthen you.
他会加力量给你。
He's going to support you.
他会支持你。
He's never going to leave you.
他不会离弃你。
He's always going to be there for you.
他永远会为你在你的身旁。
You know, I find it interesting that he starts talking about sins, the sins.
发现有意思的就是使徒约翰在这边开始谈论犯罪。
And I'm fascinated when he says there's some sins that lead to death and some that don't.
很奇怪的就是他说有些罪会带到死亡，有些罪却不会。
And I was scratching my head.
我就烧烧头脑哈。
Yeah, thank you. And I was scratching my head as I'm thinking of this.
好，所以我就烧烧头脑，想想这是什么意思呢？
Because I'm thinking, doesn't all sin lead to death?
我想说，不是所有的罪都会引到死亡的地步吗？
Doesn't sin separate us from God?
罪不是把我们与神分开吗？
And I was fascinated what the commentators would say.
然后我会很有意思去想说，哎，圣经注释家怎么说呀？
And most of them broke it down like this.
那他们大多数人把这么把它的来分解。
They say there's a couple of different sins that are going on here.
他说这里呢有几个不同的罪哈，在这边提到。
And the Jews had this in their mentality as well.
犹太人有通常有这样的想法。
That they broke it down. There's two types of sin.
他们说罪呢有两种类型。
One that man commits unknowingly.
一个是一个人不知不觉当中犯的罪。
And it's still a sin, but it's not deliberate.
当然还是罪，但是不是故意犯的。
And then the second type of sin.
那第二种类型的罪呢？
Would be where it's an arrogant heart doing something directly against the known will of God.
就是一个高傲的心做出一些明明知道上帝律法所说不该做的事情，他去冒犯。
Can you see the difference?
你可以看到这两者的不同吗？
All sin is wrong.
所有的罪都是错的。
And yet there's a heart from which it springs from.
但是有个心从里面发出来。
And I'm so grateful that the Word of God deals with this.
求我非常感谢神，他自己的话语也处理这样的问题。
Where it says in 1 John 1:9.
在约翰一书第一章九节这么说。
That He forgives us of our acts of sin.
他赦免我们行为上的罪。
But He also cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
他也洁净我们一切的不义。
And I'm reminded.
所以他就提醒我。
That we have a God that deals with us deeply.
我们有一位神，他会很深刻的来跟我们交谈。
And he doesn't care just about our actions.
他也不单单只是关心我们外在的行为。
But he cares about the motivation of our heart.
他也关心我们内心的动机。
And in our hearts,
在我们的心里面
there can develop in our relationship with God.
在我们跟神的关系的时候呢，我们可能会形成。
A confidence in Him,
一个被他的确信
not in us,
而不是信自己
not in our ability to scale the wall,
不是我们自己能够攀岩的这个能力
not in our great leaping ability to jump from one to the other,
也不是我们可以从这里跳到那里的那个能力
but it's a confidence that through it all,
而是一个确信，就是不管什么发生
there's a God that cares for me,
有一个上帝，他是关心我的。
And He's always going to be there.
他总会在我的身边。
Come what may.
不管发生什么。
And if we have confidence in God,
假如我们对神有这样的确信，
then you and I could say,
那你跟我都可以说，
the circumstances don't matter.
环境无所谓。
Our faith trumps the difficulties.
我们的信仰可以胜过我们的困难。
And I believe that John is speaking to this.
我想使徒约翰在这里就讲的是这个事情。
When he wrote this to the His people.
当他写这封信的时候
he wrote this to the people in Ephesus.
他是从写给以弗所的信徒的。
And if you know anything about history of that town,
假如你知道以弗所的故事的话，它的历史的话，
it was a place of great pagan worship.
那里是异教徒敬拜非常繁荣的地方。
They had a temple of Diana.
那里有一个戴安娜神庙，
which was a temple to one of their gods.
就是敬拜他们的一个神。
And they were a very wicked society.
那是个相当邪恶的社会。
And John is shouting to the people of the church.
所以使徒约翰对他教会的人大声地喊说，
Man, don't be like them.
不要像他们那样。
They have no confidence.
他们这些人没有确信。
In their God.
对他们的神。
There should be a confidence in our God.
对我们的神却要有确信。
That no matter what everybody else does,
不管别人做些什么事情，
we know that we'll stand for God.
我们知道我们会为神站立。
And at times, be the only one that stands for God.
而这个时候呢，我们要为神站立起来。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
Do you have that confidence?
你有这样的确信吗？
God can change our hearts.
上帝可以改变我们的心。
And in a relationship with Him,
在与他的关系当中，
develop the confidence that we don't have in and of ourselves.
可以帮助我们靠着自己没有的确信。
No matter how dark sin is,
不管罪是多么的黑暗，
the light of God,
上帝的光，
the forgiveness of God,
上帝的赦免，
the cleansing of God,
上帝的洁净，
goes deeper than any stain of sin.
比任何罪的污秽更要深入。
So much so,
深入到一个地步。
That John says in verse 18,
是使徒约翰在十八节这么说。
We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin.
我们知道凡从神生的必不继续犯罪。
And he continues,
他继续说。
The one who is born of God keeps him safe.
神所生的他必保守自己。
And the evil one cannot harm him.
二者也无法害他。
Do you believe this?
你相信这个吗？
Are you confident?
你确信吗？
No matter what happens, are you confident in a God who can keep you secure?
不管发生什么事情，你相信一位可以保守你的上帝吗？
I read in verse 18,
我在第十八节读到，
that when we belong to God,
当我们属于神的时候，
He changes us and protects us.
他会改变我们，而且保护我们。
And we can have confidence in this God.
我们可以对这样的神有确信。
This past week,
上个礼拜，
I was blessed to go up to Oregon.
我很有福气哈，去到奥利冈州。
And I have a brother who moved from San Diego to Grants Pass.
我一个弟弟呢，从圣地亚哥就搬到那个地方去。
And I was looking forward to visiting him up there.
我非常期望去访问他。
Except for one thing.
除了有一件事情。
I understand Californians are not accepted too well in Oregon.
我知道加州人在奥勒冈州不太受欢迎。
Have you heard that?
你听过这个吗？
My advice to my brother was change your license plates as soon as possible.
赶快把你的这个车牌改掉。
And so we go up to where he lives.
所以我们去到他住的地方。
And I never knew where it was before.
那这个地方我从来不知道他是在哪里。
He's lived there only a couple weeks.
他只在那边住了几个礼拜。
And he's out of phone service.
但他没有电话的通信。
Apparently that's going to get fixed at some point.
好，很可能那会被修好。
But I say welcome to Oregon.
但是我说好，欢迎你到奥勒冈州来。
And so I can't use Navigator.
我没有办法用我的导航。
And so I just show up to a place somewhat close to his house.
所以我就忽然出现在靠他家很近的地方。
And a cousin of ours leads me into his place.
我们的一个这个 cousin 哈就带我到他的家。
And we go back into the woods where he lives.
所以我们就进到他住在森林的地方。
And he sold a 1,200 square foot house in San Diego.
他把在圣地亚哥1200英尺平方的房子卖了。
And he bought 40 acres of wooded land and a big house.
在奥勒冈州就买一个更大的房子，有四十亩地的地方。
And so my other brother and I went to welcome him to his new house.
所以我跟另外一个弟兄就进到他的家里。
And while we were there, we looked around.
我们在那边时候就到处溜达。
And we went to a place called Crater Lake.
就去到一个地方叫做火山口湖。
How many of you have been there?
有多少人去过那个地方？
Oh, good. Almost everybody.
几乎所有人都去了。
Okay, so this is not news to you.
对你来说这不是消息了。
But it's an amazing place to visit.
但是那个非常有趣的地方去看一看。
Crater Lake was once called Mount Mazama.
这个 Crater Lake 这个火山口湖曾经叫做马扎马山。
And it stood about 10,000 to 12,000 feet high.
它的高度呢，就是一万到一万两千英尺。
But then that mountain erupted.
但是后来那个山爆发了。
About 7,700 years ago.
大概7,700年以前。
And it now stands only about 4,000 feet high.
所以现在那个山大概只有四千尺高。
So 2/3 of the mountain is gone.
所以这个山的三分之二都不见了。
Massive explosion.
所以这个火山爆发是非常大的一个爆发。
And it's miles across from rim to rim.
好，所以从这个湖的边边呢，从这边到那边呢，大概是好几里长。
But it's filled with water.
但它里面充满了水。
And as we visited, I discovered something I didn't know.
所以当我去看那个地方的时候呢，我发现一些我以前不知道的事情。
It's deeper than Tahoe.
它的那个湖呢，它的深度比 Lake Tahoe 还要深。
It's the deepest lake in the United States.
这个湖它的深度是全美国最深的一个湖。
It's over 1,900 feet deep.
大概有1,900英尺深。
And that's about 300 feet deeper than Tahoe.
比 Lake Tahoe 还要300尺深。
Now I tell you this not because I've been to the bottom of the lake.
我告诉你不是因为我去到湖的底部哈。
Nor would I ever plan to.
我也不计划要去到湖的底部。
But as best as they could guess, this is how deep it is.
但他们猜想它就是那么的深。
And me, having never been there,
我从来没有去到那个地方。
I'm going to take them at their word.
我就相信他们的话。
I've never seen God.
我也从来没有看到上帝。
I've never heard an audible voice.
我也从来没有听到对我轻声说话。
But I have written, and you have written before us.
I have written, and you have.
We have written before us in God's word.
但是在你我面前已经写下了这样的话。
A promise of God.
上帝的一个应许。
And it is our choice.
那这就是我们的选择。
If you will have confidence in that.
就是你会不会相信？这个写下来的话呢
？He will never leave you or forsake you.
圣经说他从来不离弃你，也不丢弃你。
He'll always love you.
他一直会爱你。
Are there absolutes about God that you can have confidence in?
对于神来说，有一些绝对的事情是你可以确信的吗
？Man, I really believe we can.
我真的相信我们可以的。
And maybe most importantly,
或许最重要的一件事情是。
That belief and confidence in God.
那个对神的信仰，也是对神的确信。
Man, it can change the way we live.
他们可以改变我们生活的样式。
I don't know what section of the wall you're on.
我不晓得你在这个攀岩上，你是在哪一个区块。
I don't know the difficulties that you face.
我也不知道你面对的问题是什么。
But as one brother to another brother and sister in Christ,
就像我是一个弟兄跟另外一个弟兄或姐妹讲话。
I just want to remind you.
我只要提醒你。
Man, you're tethered in.
但是你呢？你是在神的里面。
To a God that doesn't change.
是一个不会改变的神的里面。
Who will always be there.
他总会在那里。
And he needs people who are confident in him.
他也需要一些对他有确信的人。
Who in that confidence.
在那样的确信当中。
Will live their lives so differently in this world.
他们会在这个世界上过一个非常不一样的生活。
That people can look at us.
那人们看到我们的时候。
And they can say, you know what? They are living proof.
他们会说，哎呀，这些人是一个活生生的见证。
But it takes confidence.
但是需要有这样的确信。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you for today.
天父，我为了今天献上感谢。
Lord, I'm grateful for our two congregations that could worship together.
我非常感恩你今天将两个会众聚在一起。
And Lord, the common thread through both congregations.
这两个会众本身基本上的认同是。
Is that we just want to point people to you.
我们要把人带来指向你。
And we want to live our lives with confidence.
我们也需要活一个有确信的生活。
And trust in you.
相信你。
So that this world would say,That this world that does say, prove it.
好，让这个世界告诉我说，你向我证明吧。
They can look at our lives and say, that's proof.
他们可以看到我们的人生，说这就是一个证明。
And it's not so much about us.
不是关乎我们。
But it's about the God we have confidence in.
而是关乎我们有确信的这位上帝。
And so, Lord, may that confidence change how we live this week.
所以求主帮助我们有这样的确信，今天的生活会不一样。
For we ask this all in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, would you stand with me?
请大家起立。
Hey, no doubt there's someone in this room that you haven't met this week.
我想这个礼拜我们当中有些人你是从来不认识的。
And quite possibly there's someone in this room you don't worship with each week.
你也不是每个礼拜都跟他们一起来敬拜。
And as you're dismissed, would you greet one another in the name of Christ?
所以离开的时候呢，请大家互相问候，好，然后才离开。
You're dismissed.
好，大家，我们现在可以解散了。